leave it to a bunch of scumbag rhino Republicans to give Joe Biden a victory on Friday, right after he had a massive defeat on Tuesday and a clear message from voters. Even on Meet the Press, they described this up and down week for Joe Biden this way.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
The bipartisan infrastructure package passed the Senate on August 10th and it now passed the House on November 5th. Obviously, a lot happened between that time period. How important, frankly, were Tuesday's elections to you creating the urgency among Democrats to get this done on Friday night?
Well, look, I do think the voters sent a message on Tuesday. They wanted to see more action in Washington. They wanted to see things move more quickly. And 3 days later, Congress responded, passing the president's infrastructure bill. But a lot of work went into getting us there over the past few months. So I don't.
Now, this is the White House Chief of Staff saying this. Okay. White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, is the one saying this right now. He's the Chief of Staff. And he's like, well, I mean, we got our brains beat in on Tuesday, but then a bunch of Republicans helped us out on Friday. That's what he should have said. Because it wasn't Democrats that passed this. It was Republicans that gave the Democrats the votes to pass it.
I don't think the election alone put it over the line. What put it over the line was President Biden, starting back in April, putting it before the country, working with Democrats and Republicans in the Senate to get it through the Senate in August, working with a broad coalition in the House to finally pass it. You know, Chuck, this is the oldest show on television, as you know. As long as this show has been on the air, people have come on the show and said we should make a massive investment in infrastructure to grow the economy, to strengthen the thing. We finally did it on Friday. That's the bottom line for us.
There it is. So don't forget anything else that happened on Tuesday, right? Excuse me. Forget everything that happened on Tuesday is what I should say. Now, the media made it clear what they thought about what happened on Tuesday. The media said the Dems only lost Tuesday because Americans are racist. And they went with that. Now, forget the fact that Republicans elected the first African-American to statewide office in Virginia's history. As a lieutenant governor, a woman, an African-American, an immigrant. Remember, we're supposed to hate immigrants, right? That's what they say. I don't hate immigrants. I love them. I love the people that come to this country legally the right way. When you break into this country and you don't do it the right way, I'm not a fan. I'm in favor of people that come into this country the right way, the legal way. And sure enough, Republicans who don't just elect people solely because of the color of their skin, but because of what they stand for and their body of work, what their resume says, elected not just one African-American woman, the first ever statewide office in Virginia as a lieutenant governor, an incredible woman. But we didn't elect her because she was black. We elected her because of what she had done in her lifetime. We elected her because of her resume and her body of work. We didn't say, hey, you're black, we'll vote for you. We don't do that in the Republican movement. Democrats do that, by the way. But Democrats actually ran a hardcore white guy, a rich white guy. I said this on Fox News Channel this week when I was the lucky guy hosting on Outnumbered. And I said, I'm a white guy, I can say this. You don't get any whiter, you don't get any more waspy than the guy that they ran for governor in Virginia, okay? You don't get any whiter than that guy. You don't get any more elitist than that guy. You don't get any more country club elitist white than Terry McAuliffe. They again, let's just be real honest. They weren't trying for diversity. You know what else happened? We elected a Latino man. And not because he was Latino, I want to make that clear, because of his body of work, because of his resume. He just happened to be Latino. We elected the first Latino to ever hold statewide office in Virginia as the top law enforcement officer, the attorney general. Now, did we say vote for him because he's Latino? No. That didn't matter. See, race doesn't matter to conservatives. It matters what you've done with your life. It matters what your qualifications are. Democrats look at people based solely on their race. That's what they do. Solely on their race. That's what they do. That's how they roll. And that is exactly what has happened here. Now, there's another part of this, you know. It's amazing to me that Republicans would actually give a victory to Joe Biden on infrastructure. A bill that only 10% of the spending actually goes to real infrastructure. The rest is just port bill spending and BS. I described it to a friend of mine earlier. This would be like you buying a house, going to closing. They go to inform you, oh, by the way, thanks for buying the house, but you're only going to own 10% of it. You'd immediately say, you're an idiot. No, that's fraud. I'm walking away. That's exactly what this infrastructure bill was. 10% of your tax dollars, of the trillions of dollars we just spent, is going to go to infrastructure, and the rest is going to projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure. If you went and bought a large coffee at Starbucks and they gave you only 10% of the cup filled, what would you do? You would lose your mind. If you ordered a pizza and only 10% of the pizza showed up, you would lose your mind. So therefore, when they spend trillions of your tax dollars on things that have nothing to do with infrastructure, you should lose your mind. You should also be angry, by the way, that Democrats are now only playing one of two cards. You're either a domestic terrorist, if you're a conservative, or you're a racist. The media immediately after the bloodbath of the Democratic Party on Tuesday night, when Americans said no more to what happened in less than a year under the Biden administration, they immediately said, well, this is all racism. Bunch of white racists showed up and voted tonight in America. They tried to tell you that critical race theory wasn't being taught, and we have it on video being taught. They tried to tell you that that they were dog whistling and electing a bunch of white people when we actually were electing, for the first time ever in Virginia, Hispanic Americans and African Americans to hold statewide office in the Republican Party, something never been done before by the Democrats, and they tell you that you're a racist if you voted for these people. You cannot make this up. I want to remind you, across all networks, this is how much they hate you right now.
Glenn Youngkin played the race card for a reason, because he knows it works on certain white voters.
He did stoke white grievance politics to mobilize the Republican base.
He's laundered Trump's really sort of disgusting, flagrant out-racism. Yeah. He's wrapped it in education.
Yep. Education, right. Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons.
By the way, I love how they say that. They don't like how whiteness is being portrayed. No. When you're trying to indoctrinate children to apologize for the color of their skin, which they could not choose, that is not, okay, about, that's not a curriculum. That's actually teaching racism. When you start telling the class that the white kids are evil because they're white, that is flat out racism. That's why parents were upset, because that is racism. Plain and simple, that is racism. That's why they came out angry. That's why they came out against critical race theory. Indoctrinating and dividing a country solely based on race, that's why they showed up, and that's why they were frustrated. Wasn't any other reason but that. You know, parents also showed up for another reason on election night. It's because they feel like their government's not putting them as Americans first. You don't believe me? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Did you hear that we're going to give up to almost $1 million to illegal immigrants who were separated at the border under the Trump administration from their parents in reparations for separating them? Yes. Now, Joe Biden lied this week and claimed, oh, I know nothing about this. And we know that's total crap. We know it's a lie. We know it's just not true. We know that Joe Biden knew about this plan. And if he didn't, he's dumber than I even think he is. And that's I have a low bar. But the reason why after election night he came out acting like he had never heard anything about this plan is because they realized after the shellacking they took on election night, maybe they shouldn't be talking about giving $1 million to people that break into this country, more money than we give to our men and women in uniform, families when they are killed in battle. More than we give the families of fallen police officers in this country. People don't like that. It irritates them to think that someone who broke a law gets rewarded for breaking the law. Now, the policy that he used was the same policy that was used under the Obama administration, and none of the Democrats wanted to pay out reparations then, did they? But if we can make Trump and the Republicans look bad and give $1 million away to illegal immigrants, you know what that would do? Man, that would probably signal to a lot of illegals, hey, come on over to America. The time is good to come over right now. Come on over. We've separated some of you. We'll give you $1 million, and I'm sorry, after you break into our country. Did the media cover this? Of course not. Why would you cover this big story, right? This is not a story that needs to be covered. Fox News reporter Peter Ducey asked President Joe Biden's administration over these compensation payments to illegal immigrants. It didn't go so well. Take a listen.
Your administration is negotiating cash payments for some illegal immigrants who were separated from family members under the last administration. Why give taxpayer money to people who broke federal law to get here?
You like this question, Peter. We talked about this yesterday.
But not to the heart of the point, which is that these people broke the law to come here, and they are going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money.
A couple of things. I mean, I cannot speak to this from here. This is Department of Justice.
And we asked them, and they said no comment, so we have to ask you.
Well, and I'm telling you that this is in litigation, and so you have to talk to Department of Justice about this. This is not something that I can speak from here on the particulars, on the specifics. But, you know, I said this to you yesterday, Peter. One of the things that we have to remember why we're in this place that we are today is because we had an administration that had an inhumane, immoral policy that was taking babies away from their families, from their mothers. That was the policy of the last administration.
You know what's amazing about the answer that she just gave? This is the policy that Obama used, and she's not calling it inhumane when he did it. These are the same people that actually left Americans behind in Afghanistan and whose parents handed babies over barbed wire fences to American soldiers, separating them from their family because we refused to get them through the gate at the airport. And they want to lecture America about what the definition of being humane and what inhumane actually is? Give me a break. You guys left Americans behind to be slaughtered. You left Afghan allies who saved American lives for decades, for 20 years in Afghanistan, behind to be slaughtered, to be dismembered, to be beheaded, to be hung. That's what you did.
That is why we are here today, and that's you asking me this question that I actually cannot answer because you got to go to the Department of Justice to get the particulars. But just be clear, that's why this is happening today.
There is a long line to get into this country legally. Is there any kind of discussion about giving people who are coming here the right way money?
Notice this question there. There's a long line of people who are coming into this country legally the right way. Are you going to give them money? It's a fair question, by the way, from Peter Ducey. It's not a crazy one. You're giving away all this money. Why not to the good people?
Why would we be giving people who are coming here the right way money?
Why are you giving people who came here the right way?
I don't understand the question. What is you're saying that?
I love that she's redirecting the question here, right? It's amazing. He's like, why? And she's acting like she's being smart, and she just cornered herself. Peter Ducey just said back to her, and you may not have heard it because she was talking a little bit over him, but she goes, why would you give money to people that are coming here the right way? Exactly. The point that Peter Ducey says in response, well, then why are you giving people money who come here illegally? Why are you giving people money who are coming here illegally then? If you're not going to give money to people that are coming the right way.
We should give people just money who are coming through. I don't understand the question.
You're giving people who immigrated here illegally money.
By the way, she understands. She understands exactly what he's asking. Playing dumb doesn't always, I'm going to back it up a little bit. Playing dumb is not, I mean, she's buying for time going, holy crap, I'm cornered. What am I going to do now?
People who immigrated here illegally.
Like I said, that's the Department of Justice. That's, you're going to have to ask them that question.
By the way, the Department of Justice won't answer the question, which is why he's asking the White House, which is in charge of the Department of Justice.
So Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley have written a letter to the Attorney General. They say that any settlements to illegal aliens because they violated the law are wrong. Does the president agree with that or disagree with that?
So yesterday I addressed and I clarified the president's comments on the thinking on this, because you asked him a question and he answered it directly. But anything about the process, again, anything about the specifics or the particulars, I can't answer from here behind this podium.
Because we're just the White House. Right. We can't answer any of these questions because we're the White House. We're the top of the food chain in the United States government. But we can't answer this question. If you want to know why Democrats had a terrible night on election night, this is exactly why. Make no mistake. This is why.
You would have to go to the Department of Justice.
Then to internal White House processes, when the ACLU heard the president dismiss the idea of $450,000 payments the other day, the ACLU came out and they said he may not have been fully briefed about the actions of his very own Justice Department. So is the president being kept out of the loop about immigration policymaking?
Again, Peter.
By the way, I've known the ACLU and dealt with the ACLU for decades now. The ACLU doesn't lie to you. They tell you exactly what they think, no matter how crazy it sounds. And the ACLU came out immediately and said and called BS on Joe Biden, claiming he didn't know anything about this plan. This plan wasn't going to happen. And the ACLU is like, no. It is happening. And we're going and we know it's happening. And we're a part of these negotiations to pay $1 million to illegal immigrant families that broke federal law coming in here illegally. The ACLU is crazy, but they don't lie in their statements, folks. They tell the truth, no matter how crazy it is what they're saying. And for the ACLU to call out Biden tells you something about this. They truly believe the money was going to get paid out and should be paid out, and they're calling the president out for acting like it's not going to happen.
The president was asked, you asked him a question, a direct question, he was answering it. I cannot say any more than that.
Wow. We're just the White House, folks. What do we know about anything? This is why America has rejected Biden the first time they could get back in and vote. There's a new poll out. Some are calling it a shock poll. Joe Biden's approval rating is now at 37%. That's not good. Kamala Harris's approval rating is at 27%. So if you think it looks better for her than him, you're wrong. 27% is the approval rating for Kamala Harris now in a new poll. 37% for Biden. So yeah, you may have screwed us on infrastructure this week. That happened. That's real. Don't think America's just going to run right back to you and go, okay, we're all good now. We're all fine now. Not happening, folks. Not happening. Now, there's another part of the lie, by the way, that we were just mentioning, and that is the fact that Joe Biden apparently didn't, know anything about it, and he says it's not true. I'm not even sure he was even saying he didn't know anything about it. He's saying it didn't happen. Now, Peter Ducey has grilled the Biden administration on the illegal immigrant payments. The ACLU is saying the Biden administration's lying. I said this on Fox News Channel earlier this week on Outnumbered. I said, I don't believe the White House. I think Joe Biden knew about these payments. I think the Justice Department was in charge of it. I think the ACLU was working on it. And I think the White House wanted to bail on the $1 million number after the election on Tuesday night. That's why. And by the way, I still think they're going to pay out money. It may not be a million. It may be 750,000. It may be a half a million. I don't know what the number is going to be. But they're not done, folks. They're not done. Now, let me remind you of how Joe Biden sounded when he was asked about these payments to illegal immigrants separated from their families who were reunited under the former administration, Trump's right plan, which is exactly, by the way, what Obama did, would be eligible for each $450,000, right? So the kid's $450, parent $450, bam, you're basically $1 million. Listen.
Even for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage.
I love this. Yeah, if you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, they'll keep coming across the border. Sure will, but it's your fault you're sending that garbage out there. Now, this is where the lies really gets deep.
Garbage report.
Yeah.
Okay.
So $450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
When you went to try to help Terry McAuliffe a couple weeks ago before he left, you mentioned Trump 24 times. Do you still think that voters really want to hear you talking about Trump more than the issues affecting them every day?
The reason I mentioned Trump, if I didn't count the times, is because the issues he supports are affecting their lives every day, and they're a negative impact on their lives, in my view. Thank you all very much.
I just laugh. You got to laugh at that one. Right? You got to laugh at it because it's laughable. $450,000, yeah, if you keep putting that garbage out there. Yeah, buddy, you keep putting that garbage out there. That's what's going to happen. They're going to keep coming. No, you guys are going to pay it. And the ACLU busted you lying. I'm telling you, go look at the ACLU's record, folks. They're radical. They're extreme. They don't lie. Okay? They're radical and extreme, and they're very open and honest about it. I'm telling you right now, these payments are going to be made. They may not be a million. They're going to get paid. Because they see that it's worth it financially. The incentive is there. The money is just too good not to do it. I'm telling you right now. The money is just, it is just too good. And what does it do? It incentivizes people and tells those that support illegal immigrants in this country who can vote, hey, come on over. Come on over right now, and we want you in this country. You want to know how out of touch this administration is? Biden's own energy secretary actually laughed like a hyena when asked if there's a plan to bring gas prices down in an interview. Americans are hurting. We all know it. Okay, Americans are hurting right now. Gas prices are through the roof. She was asked about it, and she actually started laughing, thinking that it is hilarious, that it's truly hysterical that somebody would ask the energy secretary about bringing down gas prices. They don't care about you, folks. They want you to hurt. Listen.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
You hear laughing? You're laughing? What's the plan to increase oil production in America? Ho, ho, ho. We're not going to let that happen. Energy Secretary, now my job's not to make America energy independent. When I'm asked about Biden's plan to bring down gas prices, I'm going to laugh at you. That's not my job. My job is to make the prices skyrocket so people can't afford to drive and they'll get rid of their big gas-guzzling cars because we're tyrants and we want you to take a bus and we want you to ride share and we want you to buy electric cars and we want you to get tiny cars. That's what we want you to do. So we're in favor. We're in favor of high gas prices. By the way, same time, where are they driving in? They're Suburbans, they're Tahoes, they're Escalades, they're private jets. Did you see all these private planes that landed there for that climate change conference? Any of the big top dog decision makers did not fly commercial, folks. They flew on private jets from all over the world, polluting the world because they can do whatever they want to because they're the tyrants in charge. The joke is on you, folks. Wake up. pay attention. When you have an energy secretary that actually laughs in your face as the price of gas is skyrocketing, like it's hysterical, because they actually do believe it's hysterical because you're suffering, you don't vote for these people. You get rid of these people.
Oil production in America.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this, as you know.
That is hilarious. Did you her response, listen to his question. And listen to her response.
89 cents a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
In Sturgis, Michigan.
I mean, that's hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. That's hilarious. Get in line, folks, and do what we tell you to do. Oh, I forgot to tell you the other reason why they lost on Tuesday night. Yeah, that's kind of a big one. They're trying to mandate you get a vaccine, and the majority of businesses in America, you will be fined tens of thousands of dollars for every single, pay attention, violation. Could be up to $43,000 per violation if you hire someone that is unvaccinated. This is why they lost. And yet these scumbag Republican rhinos bailed them out on Friday and gave them an infrastructure bill to look like they were doing something. Right? To just look like they were doing something. America is feeling the pain. They're feeling the pain at the store. They're feeling the pain at the pump. They're feeling the pain with the job market. The Biden approval rating is at 38%. Why? For one reason. Because they are destroying this country. And you have an energy secretary that almost fell out of her chair laughing at you, saying, oh, that's hilarious. If you think I'm going to push for there to be some sort of good gas prices for you. That's not the job, apparently, of the energy secretary to make sure that we're not being held hostage by foreigners. We're not being held hostage by Russia and by those in the Middle East. Apparently, that's when you laugh in someone's face. That's when you laugh like a hyena and you crack up, because apparently that's so funny to her. This is when you fight back. This is why you fight back. This is why you stand up to these people and you make sure they understand that you're not backing down. This is why you go find good candidates and you start fighting back. I hope every one of you listening will share our podcast. All of this information needs to be shared. So listen to our podcast, download it every day, because we will keep giving you the facts so that you know what's actually going on. Share our podcast with your family and friends and listen each and every day.